Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
We're ripping it with Ryan here this week. Vinny's on vacation. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. As broke last week, I think it was Thursday, Nolan, correct me if I'm wrong, the end of the show, Derrick Henry reached a contract extension with the Ravens, 2 years, $30 million. He's going to get 20 of that, I believe, guaranteed, oldest contract or richest contract for a 30-plus running back. Well, today, along with Willie Taggart, running back coach, Derrick Henry, met with the media. As we're a couple of weeks away from OTAs out there at One Winning Drive. And here's Derrick Henry talking about said contract extension with the Baltimore team.
First and foremost, I want to give a big thanks to the Rashada family, Eric DaCosta and his staff, Raven Nation, Flock Nation, for all the support. And, you know, I'm very grateful and blessed to be in this position. Couldn't do it without my teammates who helped me get in this position to receive a blessing like this. And I'm just grateful to be able to be in his league this long and get another opportunity like this.
A lot of talk, Ryan, before the season last year, how Derrick Henry would mesh with Lamar. Mm-hmm. No pun intended, with, you know, running the RPOs a lot. And he was more of a traditional, you know, I-back runner, if you will. And he's coming off a season in Tennessee where he was over 1,000 yards, but barely over 4 yards a carry. I think his biggest game was against the Ravens when they played over in London or whatever the hell it was. But last year. And I thought that was a non-story, quite frankly.
Yep.
I figured he was going to be good, but not 1,921 yards, 6 yards a carry, 16 touchdowns. Good. He had a brilliant, one of the great seasons ever by a running back. And next to Jamal Lewis, the second best season ever by a Raven. So, did he exceed? How much did he exceed your expectations going into last year? And does he need to duplicate that this season for this to be a successful year for him and for Baltimore?
Well, I think it's what you deem as a success. The Ravens win the Super Bowl, it's going to be successful regardless if he runs for 2,000, 1,000, or anything in between, as long as he is a part of that, of making the team get to where they want to go. Was I expecting 1,900 yards last year? No, but did I think Derrick Henry had a lot left in the tank? Yes, because I trust the athlete. You trust the player and the preparation. I mean, I've watched these workouts, and I'm sure you have too, Bob. Obviously, it reminds me of what you were doing just 10 years ago.
10 minutes
you know,
ago.
Yeah, exactly. Of just the different forms of putting his body through stress and strain, but also how he just takes care of himself. So I love what he's capable of doing, and also I was excited because he was going from where, I'm not going to say it was a dormant offense in Tennessee, but we call a spade, they didn't have the weapons, they were focusing on him constantly, and then that made people question if Derrick Henry, you know, was slowing down. You could argue last year, Bob, right? That Derrick Henry's best season of his career might have been last year, given only 325 carries to the 1 year he reached over 2,000 yards, where he was pushing closer to 400, 378 to be exact. So I think he's going to have another great year. I really do. But I'm not going to expect him to put up 16 tutties and push 2K again, but I think he's going to be good.
But 1,500, Nolan, what do you think? 1,500, 5.5 yards. I mean, we expect some level of dippage because I think Lamar's going to take his pass. Well, can't get any better than 41-4, but
yeah.
You dig where I'm coming from here. I think the weaponry for Lamar to throw the ball is pretty off the charts. But 1,500, 5.5, 10 TDs. I think we're cool with that, right?
Yeah, somewhere in that ballpark. I think a lot of it will have to do with, you know, what are the complementary pieces around him? And I'm not really talking about Lamar there. I'm talking more so about your other running backs. I mean, this past season, he shouldered pretty much the entire load. And sure, Justice Hill was around to take on probably the biggest load he had in his career, but are you going to get a healthy Keaton Mitchell that commands the reps that he's going to get? Because that's not just throwing a guy a bone when you try to get Keaton Mitchell involved. That's getting a guy involved because you know what he brings, that change of pace. So I think it could help everyone overall, even if Henry sees, say, a step back in his carries, give some of these other guys a little bit more of the workload, he could still be as efficient as he's been, I guess.
And as Harbaugh said, you mentioned Keaton Mitchell, they expect him to be more like the one 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Before he got hurt on that, was it Monday night against Jacksonville? He was averaging almost 8 yards a carry. He had passed Dobbins and Gus Edwards as the guy running the football, then the catastrophic knee injury. So maybe we'll see him, because that speed was off the charts, maybe closer to what he was in 23.
Yeah, I think people forget how many weapons the Ravens actually have at their disposal. I mean, oh, by the way, they did sign DeAndre Hopkins this offseason.
Yeah, and I'm not lost in the shuffle, is it?
And this isn't the D-Hop who was at his prime, right? This could be the D-Hop towards the end of the road for him, but still another option for Lamar Jackson. The running back room, if they're healthy, it should just be able to hopefully give Derek rest. I think the biggest thing that Ravens fans want, if you're winning, Derek gets his touches that helps you win that game, but make sure he's ready to go to carry it in the postseason, because that's when you know you're going to need him. You're going to need him for the tough moments. So if he gets 325 carries, is 300 fair to say, Bob? 300 carries plus next year?
Yeah.
If you're happy, if it drops a little bit, but it preserves him for the long run, I think that's a successful year.
Let's just hope he gets some of them carries when it's first and goal on the 5 in a divisional round game. We just did. NFL Lunch. We're ribbing it with Ryan, Bob Hayden, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. And real quick, they open against Buffalo, rematch of that dramatic game that ended their season. Justin Tucker's gone. Tyler Loop is now going to be the dude. And I know you talked to Nick Moore, the long snapper. So, I mean, it was the Wolf Pack with Tucker and I can't remember the other guy, Morgan Cox, mm-hmm. and Sam Cook. Now, it's a kind of a new whatever their nickname is. But Tucker's gonzo. And Tyler Loop has some big, big, big shoes to fill. And he's going to be under that microscope big time in that national TV game.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that is the biggest storyline for me with the Baltimore Ravens. You know, if he makes 3 kicks and it's a game winner in Buffalo, guess what we're talking about, Bob? The Ravens found the next great kicker for them. Or he doesn't have success, or whoever. Maybe it's not Loop. You never know what happens. But whoever it is, he goes out there and doesn't perform. Guess what we're talking about? Well, do the Ravens have a kicking problem as they're trying to chase down a Super Bowl title?
Yeah, and who knows what Justin Tucker is going to be doing mid-season, whether or not he feels the Sheriff Goodell hammer of suspension with that investigation still ongoing. When we come back, we'll shift back to baseball. American League East report.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.